Today's story is a story about the bonds formed by humans. Every human being born on this world has some or the other sort of bond that he or she forms. My story today will be on one of the most beautiful bonds formed between two human beings. You know the story of Mahabharata. You know who Krishna is and the Pandavas and the Kauravas. And so, one fine day, on a beautiful day, when the rains had stopped, Krishna decides to go on a picnic. And on this picnic, he asks his sister Subhadra, his wife Rukmini, his consort Satyabhama, his cousin Pandava's wife Draupadi, his aunt Kunti and his mother Devaki to accompany him on a picnic. They go to a beautiful place by the lake, where the lake waters are crystal clear. The fields are green because the weather is so nice, and it was that time of the year when the corn ears and the wheat were swaying in the breeze. They had a great time. They had a great time playing hide and seek. They had a great time playing lagori. They had a great time playing hopscotch. They had a great time playing tag. And also, they rested, they chatted, they had fun. It has been a long time that all of them had spent time with each other. The whole day went by. It went by in a blur. They had so much of fun. They had so much of fun catching up with everybody who was connected to them. And as the day goes by, slowly the evening is approaching. Slowly it turns dusky. And on the way back to their chariots, they come across a huge field of sugarcane. Those juicy, juicy, plumpy sugarcane ready to be cut, ready to be eaten. And seeing this field, all of the women start asking Krishna, please, can you cut those sugar canes for us, please? They look so juicy and ripe. Just imagine the sweet juices, sweeter than honey, sweeter than jaggery. Oh, after a whole day of playing in this beautiful weather, this is the perfect dessert. This is the perfect finale for this beautiful day. Please cut those sugar canes for us. Hearing this, Krishna takes out a small sharp knife that he has and starts cutting the sugar canes for his mother's, his aunt, his wife, his consort, Draupadi. And as he's cutting, it is slowly getting darker and darker. The sun is on its way to its descent. And all of a sudden, everybody hears Krishna crying out, "Oh, my arm! Oh, I've cut the vein in my wrist. Oh, I am bleeding. Hearing his shouts, all the women come running. They come running and they see that instead of a sugar cane being cut, Krishna, because it has turned dark, has cut a small vein in his own wrist. Everybody gets tensed. Everybody is in a shock. Nobody can move. They can only see the blood pumping out of his wrist. Rukmini gets so worried. She gets so panicky. She shouts at the soldiers, at the guards, "Go, go, go, get the first aid kit. Go, it is there in the chariot that I came in." And immediately Satyabhama also tells her guards, "Go, go, go get those herbs which are growing on the other side of the field. Run, run fast and get it." But all of them are tensed. But it was only Draupadi who had the sense and who had the presence of mind. She ran up to Krishna, tore a beautiful piece of her beautiful sari, tore it and just tied it tightly on Krishna's wrist. She held down the throbbing cut vein and tied a very tight bond on his wrist. She held on to him and she made sure that he sat down. She made sure he had water to drink. And the moment the first aid kit came, she was the one who mended his wounds. Krishna looks up at Draupadi and tells her, "Draupadi, you have tied the strongest bonds on my wrist. You have tied the bond of brotherhood for me. I am your elder brother. I am going to be there for you anytime you call me. Anytime you are in pain, anytime you are in trouble, anytime you are in need, I will be there for you. This bond that you have tied today on my wrist is going to be one of the strongest bonds. And with this bond, I promise that I will protect you with all my love, all my life, and all my heart." And just then, on the other side of the sky, they see the beautiful full moon rising. And so, that is the day of the Rakhi Purnima. And the bond that Draupadi tied on Krishna is called the Raksha Bandhan. A bond between a brother and a sister so strong that it can never be broken. And so, when you tie the Rakhi for your brother, remember the bonds which tie us far more deeper, far more beautiful.